Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Baidu has signed a new deal with JD.com to improve online shopping. Mobile online use in 16 to 24 year olds is becoming more popular than other devices combined. And Google has added more languages to its Indian voice search feature. Baidu has made a deal with JD.com with the intention of making shopping online a more streamlined process. Under the new deal, users will be able to search on Baidu's mobile app through a JD.com dedicated section. In this section, any search for a product will allow people to purchase the item directly through the e-commerce site whilst remaining within Baidu's mobile app. It's thought that the deal will also assist both companies to collect data on user behavior by being able to better track user journeys from the research phase all the way to conversion. Baidu said in a statement that the new feature improves efficiency, reduces marketing costs, but also enhances the shopping experience. The data Baidu acquires as a result should enhance its efforts to improve personalization for users. In turn, JD.com is expected to see an increase in sales following the deal, as well as increased advertising revenue. A study conducted by Global Web Index has found that internet users aged between 16 and 24 are spending more time on mobile than all other devices combined. The survey asked nearly 20,000 users within the age group how many hours they spent online on a mobile device each day. In Argentina, the percentage of time spent on mobile was as high as 58%, followed by Ireland, China, and Saudi Arabia, which reached at least 56%. In total, there were 12 markets where more than half of their time spent online was spent using a mobile device. With the inclusion of markets such as Italy and Japan in the top 12, it's also clear that the popularity of mobile is not just occurring in smaller, faster-growing markets. Google Voice Search has confirmed the addition of support for yet more Indian languages. With more than 230 million internet users in India not comfortable searching in English, the company has made moves to include more regional languages in the region. Now, Google has announced the release of another 8 local languages, including Bengali, Gujarati, Tamil, and Urdu. Previously, the only non-English language available for Indians was Hindi. To begin with, the rollout will be for Android, with other operating systems expected to follow. A recent study from KPMG found that 60% of users cited the lack of a local language as the reason for not using smartphones as much as they could. Now, with the addition of these languages to its voice search feature, it's expected that Indian language speakers will increase to 530 million by 2021, whilst the online population of English speakers in India is expected to reach just 200 million. Facebook has launched its own photo sharing app for the Chinese market. The unexpected launch involves a new partnership with the Chinese messaging giant WeChat. The app called Colorful Balloons allows WeChat users to share images with their contacts using QR codes. Within the app, there is no connection to Facebook, only allowing users to share to WeChat or through text. Whilst developed by Facebook, it was registered under the name of the Chinese company Huge Internet Technology in order to remove any obvious connection. Facebook said after its launch that it has long said that it's interested in China and is spending time understanding and learning more about the country in different ways. And finally, Aldi has signed a deal with Instacart to deliver food to its customers' houses. The partnership now allows consumers to buy groceries and have that order delivered the same day. Aldi has made the move following news from Amazon that it's expanding its own food delivery service and its attempt to acquire American supermarket Whole Foods. To begin with, Aldi will be launching the delivery service in Los Angeles, Atlanta, and Dallas with potential for future expansion. However, Brian Roberts, director at TCC Global Retailer, argued that whilst supermarket delivery may be popular in European markets, the US isn't structurally set up for online grocery delivery. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.